You know, it never ceases to amaze me how when I open the Bible, God has right there in the next chapter, ready and waiting exactly the wisdom that I need for today. Just yesterday, I opened God's Word at Psalm 91. Now, I've had a pretty rough travel schedule over the past few weeks. I've had a pinched nerve in my neck, I was tired and sore, and you know as well as I do, when you're physically down, you can be emotionally down too. Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2. You who live in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. See, that was just the wisdom, just the encouragement, just the comfort, the heavenly perspective that I needed. Do you yearn for the wisdom of God? There are so many things that He sets before us that are way beyond our ability to figure out. Problems that come along, challenges, things that you wish you could figure out, but you just can't. So when you pray, when you read God's Word for yourself day after day, God will give you His wisdom, because He knows you're seeking it. He can see you longing to see His kingdom come. His will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. The Bible says that we walk by faith, not by sight. You know, when we yearn for God's wisdom, when we long to hear Him speak, when we go to Him as Solomon did and ask for wisdom and discernment, it brings joy to His Father heart, and He pours it out on us just like we asked. It's who He is. It's how He works. God's wisdom is ready and waiting for you. Are you sick to death of being tossed to and fro by the winds and the waves of circumstances? It's a terrible thing when you're going through a tough time and you don't have something rock solid to stand on. Well, let me tell you, God's word, God's wisdom, God's promises never fail. If God says that He's going to do something, He does it, full stop, end of story. Psalm 91, verses 5 and 6. You will not fear the terror of the night, or the arrow that flies by day, or the pestilence that stalks in darkness, or the destruction that wastes the noonday. You need never be afraid of your circumstances. You never have to worry about how you're going to handle something complex, something difficult, something that you really don't want to deal with, something that's so complex that it's beyond your ability to cope. Because God's promise is that if in a time of testing and trial, if in a time of suffering or persecution, you ask Him for His wisdom, He'll give it to you. I really want to encourage you today to take the promises of God seriously. I know it's hard, and the more difficult life gets, the harder it is to believe. But the only solution I've ever discovered to fear, to pain, to that sense of lostness, to loneliness, and I've been in all of those places over the last 20 years, is to draw close to Jesus, to take Him at His word. The Word of God, the Bible, isn't just another book. It's not just a bunch of words on a page or a screen. It's the living Word of the living God. And when you read something like Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2, you who live in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. You know, you're entitled to take God at His word, to believe what He says, to trust in Him, to rest in Him, and to receive from Him what He promises. That, my friend, is why they call this the good news. That's the wisdom of God, the powerful wisdom of God for you today. May you receive it into your heart and experience it in your life. That's God's word, fresh for you today.